Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, stapling to the last possible second. If you ever hear me stapling, you hear this noise, it means I'm stapling for you, stapling on your behalf, putting articles together that I can talk about on the show today. And there is so much to talk about. It is all bad news for the United States of America. Breaking news at this moment, Los Angeles County to require COVID vaccines for bars, restaurants, and outdoor events. Outdoor events. Not indoor events. Outdoor events. It's insanity. All of it's insanity. It's power. It's control over the people. I just read you the story yesterday that in Scotland, 80% of the dead from COVID this year have been vaccinated. 80% of the dead from COVID have been vaccinated, not unvaccinated, vaccinated. Read my lips, not unvaccinated, vaccinated. The vaccine does not work. Clearly it doesn't work. And at that moment in time, America is insane, demanding vaccines. Places like LA County, can you imagine? Believe me, if it comes to Nevada, we're going to bring the state down. We're going to bring the city down. All of my listeners will bring this city to a standstill. We're not going to spend a dime in this city anymore until you change these rules that are pure insanity. Not only did I bring you yesterday the news that 80% of all the dead from COVID in Scotland have been vaccinated, but I brought you the news from The Atlantic, a ultra-liberal publication of two studies of tens of thousands of people who had COVID that were hospitalized that proved that 48% of the people in the hospital for COVID are just being made hysterical by the media. In the old days, they would have stayed home for 3 days, and then they would have gone back to work. They had the flu. But in America today, you've got people so scared of COVID. You know, it's not the flu, it's King Kong. You gave it a name, everybody's scared of King Kong. If you said, look, there's a monkey, nobody would care. Look, there's an ape, no one would care. Look, there's a gorilla, nobody would care. But when you say, look, it's King Kong! He's on the Empire State Building ripping the top off! Everyone runs for their lives. You've named COVID. It's the flu, you dumb, you know what? It's the flu. It's a bad flu. It's just flu. And yes, it kills some people. A few years ago, we had a flu that killed 60,000 to 80,000 people. I think it was 60,000 one year and 80,000 back-to-back years. And don't forget the 100,000 plus that died in the 1968-69 flu pandemic. They called it the Hong Kong flu pandemic. It was a COVID virus from Asia, just like this one. Over 100,000 Americans died, I think 125,000, at a time where our population was considerably smaller. And we didn't close anything and we didn't ban anyone. You can get through this without closing or banning anyone. This is all an obscene attempt to control our lives and the great reset and a communist takeover of the United States of America. You can't go to bars, restaurants, nightclubs, or outdoor events in LA anymore without being vaccinated. You know what that means? They just killed their economy. People like me are never going to LA ever again. How stupid could you be? You just destroyed your own economy. No more tourists like Wayne Allen Root. Can't go there anymore. I can't go to New York, my beloved hometown, ever again. Can't go to LA. How could you go there? What would you do? Check into a hotel and just stay in the hotel all day? I guess. That's about the only choice you'd have. But would you be allowed in the restaurant in the hotel? No. So they'd have to bring a meal and leave it outside the door, but I don't think room service even works anymore in most hotels. They don't even have room service. They're afraid of the cooties. They're afraid of you. They're afraid of their own clients and customers and people staying with them who they're supposed to take care of and show love for. They're scared to death of you in blue states. It's just an incredible thing. It really is. And it's a sad thing. And a pathetic thing and a dishonest thing, considering 48% of the people that are... The death rates are very low, very, very low. And 48% of the hospitalizations, it's now proven, even in studies highlighted in a liberal magazine like The Atlantic, 48% of the hospitalizations are people who don't belong in the hospital. They have either minor or no symptoms at all. By the way, one would ask, what are they doing in the hospital if they have no symptoms? It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard of. Absurd. A new health order will require Los Angeles County residents to provide proof of COVID-19 vaccination for entry to indoor bars, restaurants, lounges, and nightclubs. Proof of vaccination will also be required for large outdoor events such as Rams and Dodger games. The mandate will apply to both staff and patrons. So now, you know, in Vegas, you've got this idiotic situation where the Vegas Raiders played Allegiant Stadium, and Allegiant Stadium says you have to have, we have to have a vaccine to get in. Proof of vaccine to get in. In Los Angeles, the Rams had not even done that. But now it doesn't matter. The county has demanded that you can't walk into the stadium to watch Rams or Chargers or Dodger games without being vaccinated. So it doesn't even matter if the stadium allows you or not. This is big government run amok, and this will all be challenged in the United States Supreme Court. The sooner the better, and it's got to be overturned and defeated as quick as possible. Like a vampire, it's got to be stabbed in the heart with a stake. This is absolute insanity. You know, insanity. Let me give you an example. New Zealand is completely locked down. Completely locked. And by the way, how can you justify this at a time where you have the border open and you're letting everybody in? How do you justify this? On one hand, you're letting the whole world in and they've all got COVID and other third world diseases, horrible ones, smallpox and measles and chicken pox and tuberculosis and who knows what other diseases they've got from all over the world. The poorest people in the world all coming across that border, pouring across, and Biden's welcoming them all into the United States while they're illegal aliens. And they've broken into our country. It's all insane. And you're going to demand that I don't go to a restaurant ever again? You just put all the restaurants out of business. But just to show you the lunacy of this, in New Zealand, where the whole country's locked down, there have been more people killed by the vaccines than by COVID-19. Shocking numbers. Shocking numbers from journalist Elijah Schaefer. In lockdown New Zealand, there have been more recorded COVID-19 vaccine deaths than COVID deaths. Their tracking system indicates 40 people have reportedly died as a result of vaccines. 27 have died from COVID itself. Journalist Elijah Schaefer shared these numbers in a Twitter tweet. A recent crackdown on anti-vax statistics and commentary likely prompted Schaefer's use of phrases like possibly related and in theory. Many who made similar statements without qualifiers have been swiftly banned by big tech sites. So he put out a tweet that says, shocking, New Zealand reported 27 total deaths with COVID, 40 deaths possibly related to the Pfizer vaccine since 2020. Wow. This is ridiculous. This week, so that was since 2020, right? This week they reported zero COVID deaths, zero, and three deaths possibly related to the vaccine. So, in theory, the vaccine is more deadly than COVID. And I've always said that. I've always said that's the problem with this vaccine. The cure is worse than the disease. This is insanity. Just think of locking down a country because 27 people have died of COVID since 2020. 27! That's it. And there's no question, you go, why is it only 27? It's a small country, but that's not the point. In the United States, what is it, like 600,000 now that have died, supposedly? But they're all fake. They didn't die of COVID. They died because they were obese. They died because they had 20 diseases due to obesity. They had heart attacks. They had strokes. They have diabetes. They have high blood pressure. They've got cancer. Everything they've got is because they're obese or old. All the people dying obese and old, is it every one of them? No. There's a young person every once in a while. There's a middle-aged person every once in a while. But in general, they're all very old. and very obese and very sick in the first place. What did they expect? They're going to die of something. I don't want them to die of anything. I want them to get thin. I want them to work out. I want to be the Jack LaLanne for my generation. That's my goal, by the way. I ran into a full, you know, a big-time infomercial producer the other day who was a friend of mine going back many years, and I told him I'm the best TV personality in America to be the new Jack LaLanne. And he loved it, and he's going to get back to me in the next week, and we're going to start talking about it. So I want to teach America how to eat healthy, how to take vitamins, how to juice, how to work out every single day of your life. And if you do that, you'll be healthy and you'll build your immune system and you'll be much better off and things like this will not scare you. But there's not 600,000 people dead of COVID. There's people dead of obesity and heart attacks and strokes and blood clots. And you know what all those are due to? Those are all due to the vaccine. That's what's going on in America. There are so many people dying every day from the vaccine and it's all being covered up. They don't count any of it as vaccine related. You know, it's like the woman who died the other day. A woman died in, I think, Ohio. It was either Illinois or Ohio. And the obituary was written by her son. She's fully vaccinated from 6 months ago with both Pfizer shots or both Moderna shots. I can't remember which one. And she died of COVID. And instead of saying, wow, the vaccine doesn't work, the conclusion this liberal moron draws is she died because unvaccinated people gave her COVID. Well, if the vaccine worked and you got the double vaccine and it's well outside of the 14 days since you got it, it's been 6 months for this woman, if the vaccine actually worked, then you couldn't get COVID from unvaccinated people. Now, could you? And you certainly couldn't die. Don't they say that's the whole beauty of this vaccine? Is that people don't die and they don't get hospitalized. They get mild cases of COVID. Lie. Liar, liar, pants on fire. These people, Pinocchio would blush if he was ever told to lie, the way the CDC and Fauci and Biden lie.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a 3-tier cushioning system that combines 2 layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to given the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, this New Zealand situation and this Australian situation, very troubling because there isn't much that separates us from Australia and New Zealand other than, you know, thousands of miles in ocean. But, I mean, the attitude is very similar. They're American type of countries. They're democracies. And they've always been with America, stood behind America in world wars, and stood behind America in the Middle East. And they're very, very similar to us, similar government to us. And, you know, just like Canada and England and the United States and Australia and New Zealand, we're all lumped together. And to see that Australia has internment camps for people with COVID or people that are just literally in a 14-day quarantine that don't even have COVID and are locked in place and can't leave for 14 days with literally police or military guard around them. And to see that in New Zealand, the whole country has been locked down and there's only been 27 people have died from COVID, but 40 have died as a result of the vaccines. It's truly stunning. Stunning. And you've got to assume the numbers are very different, as they point out. First of all, it's a disease with a 99.93% recovery rate among people under the age of 40. So an extreme lockdown and extreme vaccination rules don't make any sense. They're ludicrous. And the recovery rate is 100% for young kids under the age of 18, but 99.93% for anyone under the age of 40. You don't need to lock down a country, number one. And number two, they point out in this article that vaccine adverse reactions are universally underreported. There's nobody to report them. When you die, your family is in crisis, and they don't even know about the VAERS accident report. No doctor will tell them. And the doctor won't report it because it's not in his best interest. He could be sued. He can, all his patients and customers can see that he killed someone with the vaccine. So now they don't want to take the vaccine, but doctors make a lot of money on the vaccine. So this whole thing is a giant cluster puck and a giant conflict of interest. unvaccinated Buffalo Bills fans to be banned from home games. Can you imagine your entire life? You know, lucky for me, I'm not one of those people. Like, blue collar, eating sausages all day, living in Buffalo, barbecuing, loving when it dumps 6 feet of snow, and loving my Buffalo Bills, who just lose and lose and lose every year and made it to the Super Bowl four times and lost all four times. Thank God I'm not a Buffalo Bills fan who lives and breathes my whole life about the Buffalo Bills. But can you imagine if you were? If your whole life was the Bills and you wore Buffalo Bills shirts and sweaters and hats and everything in your life was the Buffalo Bills. You had their sticker on your car and you just loved your Buffalo Bills. And then they turn around and they spit in your face and they tell you that you can never go to a game again because you chose not to be vaccinated. Even if you're willing to take a negative COVID test to prove that you have no COVID in your body, why can't you walk in with a negative test? So insane. Just day. And by the way, in Los Angeles, they announced all this today, that you're banned from restaurants and banned from anywhere without a vaccine, even outdoor events. Isn't it coincidental it's the day after Governor Gavin Newsom is reelected, or, you know, reelected is not the right word, but he's not recalled. He stays in office. He wins the recall election over Larry Elder. And the next day, they announce this. Why didn't you announce it the day before? Because the whole Los Angeles would have voted against you. The whole election is rigged. The people's votes do not count and do not matter anymore. As Stalin said, it isn't the people that vote that matter, it's the people that count the votes. And here, the same thing with Buffalo. Just days after season ticket holders coughed up thousands of dollars, a poorly timed announcement by the Buffalo Bills told fans that proof of COVID vaccination would be required to attend games. The Bills are now the fourth team to urge fans to be fully vaccinated if they want to attend. The timeline is important. It appears gradual enforcement begins September 23rd, October 3rd, where fans must show proof of at least one dose of the vaccination. By October 31st, fans with two doses will only be permitted into the stadium. Buffalo Sabres, too. Wow. It's absolutely amazing. Season ticket holders who bought their tickets well in advance are now in a conundrum if they're not vaxxed. Some social media Bills fans said they would be reselling their tickets. Others said they would be more inclined to tailgate in the Bills parking lot where no vax passes are needed. The Bills joined three other teams, New Orleans, Seattle, and I'm ashamed to say Las Vegas, who request fans to be fully vaccinated if they want to attend the game. Now, the Saints and the Seahawks also recognize a negative test for entry. The Raiders do not. I mean, this is insanity. So, the Bills' move comes 1 week after Dr. Fauci joined CNN's Jim Schuette. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it or not, but that's how it's spelled. In a television interview, Fauci seemed disturbed about the kickoff of football season at crowded stadiums. Folks, crowded stadiums filled with vaccinated people means lots of people are going to get sick.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alabama is joining the list of several Republican-led states who say they're suing or plan to sue over the Biden administration's COVID vaccine mandate. Attorney General Steve Marshall calling the rule requiring private companies with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccines or weekly testing an overreach. The FBI was in the spotlight on Wednesday regarding their bungled investigation of convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. He's the former USA Gymnastics team doctor who abused scores of young female athletes over many years.
We need to remember the pain that occurred when our folks failed to do their jobs. We need to study it. We need to learn from it.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Chris Wray saying investigative failures should not have happened. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. It's only 24 hours before D-Day. My new book comes out tomorrow. You'll see it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble tomorrow. For several weeks now, about 3 weeks, and it's already been number one in multiple categories at Amazon through much of that time. It's number one right now. Go look right now. You'll see a ribbon across the top of Amazon's page. It says number one new release. And so number one in many categories. Wait till tomorrow. I think I have 16 interviews tomorrow before I even get here to do my radio show. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book with a list of all the corporations in America that are woke and liberal and spitting in your face, and what we're going to do about it. We're going to call them. We're going to hound them. I give you the phone number. I give you the email. I give you their social media sites. I give you their physical mailing address for you to go after them and start attacking these people and letting them know that we will not buy from you anymore. We will put them out of business. If you go woke, we will make you go broke. We will get the CEOs fired. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book is a winner. I'm telling you, it's the best thing I've ever written, and it'll be the biggest seller I've ever written. I've had some big sellers. The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide was number one in the country. Out of all books, not political books, number one in the country, period, when it came out. So this one's going to be the biggest one I've ever written. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Get your copy now. And I know it's that big because I've done two speeches in the last 4 days, or now it's 5 days. And at both speeches, every person in the entire room bought a book, which is unheard of. You know, people were lined up for a half hour to get my signature on and buy these books. So people understand the value of having the name and the phone number of the CEO and the board of directors of all these companies. I went out and got it for you. Our guest is here, Dr. Murray Sabrin. He's been a leading voice in the libertarian movement. He may not know that I was the libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. Bob Barr was the presidential candidate. Wayne Allyn Root was the vice presidential candidate. So we have a libertarian connection. New Jersey's Libertarian Party nominee for governor in 1997 and a retired professor of finance at Ramapo College in New Jersey. Dr. Murray Sabrin, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Oh, pleasure to be with you, Wayne. That libertarianism connection is very deep and strong.
So I want to ask you about your new book that's out, speaking of the libertarian connection, because I think it's a libertarian proposal. It's a universal medical care from conception to end of life, the case for a single-payer system. But that name throws everybody off because they think you're a big liberal and you're trying to sell a government single-payer system, right? And you don't want a government single-payer system. You're trying to create a single-payer system where the single payer is you and me. Am I explaining it right?
That is the succinct message of the book, is that this is the antidote to Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All. That's one reason I wrote the book, because he was making so much headway in the 2016 Democratic primary. And I said, uh-oh, it looks like the American people are going to buy into this mythology that government should control, regulate, and pay for medical care. And the book gives a very detailed blueprint of how to go from here, which is a hybrid system of a combination of government payments with Medicare and Medicaid, employer-based insurance, which is also a distortion of the Medicare market. And the reason that we're in deep trouble, Wayne, is because the doctor-patient relationship has been taken a back seat by corporatism in the medical care system.
Now, you say medicine and government should be separated, just like government and religion. I agree with you 100%, but explain how that would work.
Well, it's simple. When I grew up in the 1950s in New York City, we had a single payer. My parents took me to the pediatrician. They paid their $5 for the office visit. If we needed a prescription, we got a prescription from the doctor. We went to the pharmacy. We paid a few dollars for prescription. There was no insurance. My father needed a major operation in 1961. We had Blue Cross Blue Shield. That's what you need insurance for, to pay for major medical costs. In this case, it was an operation, and it didn't bankrupt the family. My father was a blue-collar worker making about $3, $4 an hour. And so it was a very simple system. And then in 1965, we get Medicare and Medicaid, and now we're off to the races for the past 56 years of increasing cost of medicine, increasing cost of medical care. And it's a total distortion of the buyer and seller. The seller is the doctor. The buyer is the consumer. And if we go back to that sort of model that we had prior to Medicare and Medicaid, we wouldn't have a $4 trillion cost of medical care in this country. We'd probably be cut in half.
I can't think of a more popular speech that I give. And by the way, we're talking to Dr. Murray Sabrin, a leading voice for libertarians, and his book is Universal Medical Care from Conception to End of Life, the case for a single-payer system. But his single-payer is the people, not the government. But I give a speech, and it always hits a home run. I get a standing ovation, and I list all the ways that government has failed us for the last, 200 years. And I list every government department and the money they've wasted and the massive losses and the stupid ideas they've come up with. And anybody's ever tried to call the IRS as an example. I heard during COVID there were like 16-hour waits to get someone on the phone. You ring and ring and ring and no one ever picks up, or they tell you to get on hold and get ready to spend 8 hours, 10 hours, 16 hours waiting for someone to answer the phone. And then when they answer the phone, they don't have the answer for you. And then you got to start over again, or they hang up on you. You have no idea how incredibly incompetent government is. Why would anyone want to give their health care to government?
This is the sad reality of how the American people effectively have outsourced their lives to the federal government when it comes to medical care, when it comes to education. Now we have the Department of Education that's been around since the 1970s. Even Ronald Reagan couldn't get rid of it when he wanted to. It shows you how deeply entrenched the bureaucracy is in Washington, D.C. And so we need basically the second or third American Revolution. If the second American Revolution was the creation of the income tax and the Federal Reserve in 1913, we need a revolution to overturn all these social welfare programs because they're bankrupting the country. There's no way of getting around that. The numbers are frightening for the next 10, 20 years. And so what I would like to see is you and other great talk show hosts keep on beating the drums for freedom, for limited government, for personal responsibility, which is another theme of the book, and people taking responsibility for their health care. And what I do in this book is separate health care from medical care. Health care is our responsibility by doing the right things in order to avoid needing medical care. And medical care should be very inexpensive. Let me give you one example. I attended the annual conference of the Free Market Medical Association last month in Texas, and I spoke to one corporate executive who said they decided to do something about the high cost of medical care for their company. What did they do? They brought a truck that does MRI to the parking lot of their business, and it cost $400. That same truck went down the street to the hospital. The hospital is charging $6,000 for the same MRI. In other words, no value added. But this is a total ripoff. When I heard this experience of this corporate executive, I said, we need to have a wholesale reform of the medical care system because it is just out of control regarding cost. And consumers are paying dearly, and so are corporations, affecting the bottom line and their international competitiveness.
You know, back when I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination, which was 2007, 2008, and then I won the vice presidential nomination in 2008, one of the things that people liked was that I came up with my own idea. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Murray Sabrin, this is exactly what yours is, or very close to it. What I said at the time was, up to $10,000 a year is on you, the individual. But you get a health savings account to put $10,000 in every year, and it's all tax deductible. And so anything you spend is tax deductible. And then after that, I said, from $1 million to like $5 million, you'll get an insurance policy that's catastrophic. So it's cheap as could be, only in case of a disaster. And then after $5 million, if this is something that requires lifetime care, your child is paralyzed for life, it's $20 million, then the government would have that's the only role I said government would have, is once you're beyond the $5 million cap for catastrophic with an insurance company, then you'd have the government step in for the few people in the world that are that unlucky that something horrible happens to them and they need $20 million in their lifetime. That's where the government gets involved. It's kind of the outline of what you're talking about here, right?
Well, I even go a step further. We can get the government totally out of the picture, and I have a chapter on the nonprofit medical care centers that are doing incredible work with virtually no taxpayer money. I helped create one in northern New Jersey, where I lived before we moved to Florida. And it's based upon the volunteers in medicine model that was created in Hilton Head, South Carolina in the mid-1990s by Dr. Jack McConnell, who recently passed away. And it's based totally on volunteerism. There are nonprofits in New Jersey that I support financially because they do such great work by providing medical care to low-income folks who are not eligible for Medicaid. And they're getting great medical care at no cost to the taxpayer. That's what we should be promoting in this country, namely the quintessential American value of volunteerism, which has worked for 200-plus years. And we have to go back to that ethic. And if we do so, I think we could reduce $600 billion in Medicaid costs, which would save the taxpayers of the United States a ton of money, get the bureaucracy out of the way, and have doctors and patients at the local level handle the needs of people who can't afford it. And I think there's so much goodwill in America, Wayne, as you well know,
Yes. Looking
around the country. People are willing to put up their own dollars if we keep on reducing taxes and reduce government spending, so people will have their own money and use it for their family's needs, for their investments and savings and philanthropic activities. That's the way a free economy, a free society works, where the individual is in charge of their life and helping people in their own community.
I'm with you. Dr. Murray Sabrin, he's got a book out, Universal Medical Care, From Conception to the End of Life. Go get a copy of the book. Great stuff. He's a great libertarian, Dr. Murray Sabrin. By the way, Murray, I've been blessed with health my whole life. I've had one incident in my whole life, never had surgery in my life, but I had laser surgery for kidney stones a couple of years back, and the bill was $35,000, and I said, I only have Christian health sharing from Liberty Healthcare. I don't have insurance,
yes.
And the hospital said, we'll give you a cash prize. I said, how much? They said, $4,000. I put it on my credit card, and then Liberty reimbursed me, I think it was $3,700 of the $4,000. That's how you make this thing work. Dr. Murray Sabrin, we love you. Thanks for everything. See you later. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
That's funny. I like that. One of my listeners just sent me a funny announcement. News release, breaking news. Fox News has just called Arizona for Gavin Newsom. That's funny. Get it? Gavin Newsom is California, but they called Arizona for Gavin Newsom because they called Arizona for Joe Biden way, way, way in advance of having any idea if Arizona would go for Biden. The whole thing was part of the scam. It was one big, giant scam. Fox News was in on the scam to defeat President Donald Trump. And look what we got now. President Trump was right about everything. Look what we got. What do I say all the time on this show? I say we're never going to survive this till 2024. Even if we elect a Republican House and Senate in 2022, we're not going to survive this. And if we don't elect both of those in 2022, we have zero chance of surviving it. But today, President Trump said the exact same thing. He said we're not going to survive it. We will not last. You know? It's just all incredible to me. Where we're at this moment in time. We're not going to make it. The country is being ripped apart and destroyed on such a fast pace. We're not going to make it. And Trump said today, we're not making it to 2024. I mean, it's all so insane. A vaccinated woman dies of COVID and her family calls out unvaccinated people. You cost her her life. No, you moron, the vaccine killed her. She got the vaccine and then she got COVID. What? How could you blame unvaccinated people? Your mother got the vaccine and she died. You don't see the connection? And she died of, they claim, COVID, big deal. There was a girl in Las Vegas who was 30 years old with two young children, real estate broker, beautiful. And she died of COVID, they claimed. But she didn't die of COVID. She died of the vaccine. She got the vaccine. That night, she went into a coma. And they left her in a coma for 2 weeks. Then they took her off life support. She never breathed another breath, and she died. She never opened her eyes again after she got the vaccine. A few hours later, fell into a coma and never, ever woke up again. She's dead. And they said she died of COVID. Her family said, what do you mean she died of COVID? She didn't have COVID. She got the vaccine and went into a coma. And they said, oh, no, she must have had COVID. She must have caught it that day when she was getting the vaccine. And that's all part of the scam. Just like I told you that every person that either dies or hospitalized within 14 days of getting the COVID vaccine counts as unvaccinated. What a scam! I only wish in the private sector I had the ability to pull scams like that one. You know, like, you know, I'm a football handicapper and I went 0-8, but as long as it happened on a Wednesday, I'm 8-0. You know, I mean, it's just like you can announce you're 8-0 even though you went 0-8 because there's an asterisk and there's a way to explain it. I mean, you know, I'm a doctor and I give people vaccines, and as long as they die within 14 days of my giving them a vaccine, it counts as unvaccinated and I don't get in any trouble. Wow. That's a great scam. That's a great gig if you can get it. This country is so upside down at this point, I don't know what to tell you. I heard a story the other day, and again, you can't say the story's real until you verify it. And I've been waiting to call the person who I know to verify it, because I'm not going to say on the air who it is or say for sure the story's true until I get verification. But I don't want to call this person because their spouse just died a few days ago. And I'm not going to, well, they're raw and emotional, I'm not going to ask them a political question, right? But what I heard from a great friend of this person, I'm not going to say if it's a man or a woman. Let's just say a person died and this is their spouse. And they were in the waiting room, and they were told that your spouse has passed away, not from COVID, just regular, very, very old person died of old age. And they came out, and the hospital administrator brought a sheet, a contract for her to sign, and said, if you're willing to say that your spouse died of COVID and sign here at the bottom line, we'll give you $2,000. Now, you don't understand the implications of this. If this is true, then I'm going to name this hospital on the air, and they should be bankrupted. They should be destroyed. They're the most corrupt hospital in the world, if it's true. Again, look how fair I'm being. Until the moment I confirm it, I don't know if it's true. I've given you no names. I'm not telling you anything. I'm just going to tell you the person that died was in their late 90s, very old, and they did not have COVID. And the hospital wanted the spouse to sign that they died of COVID, and they will give them a $2,000 bonus for signing that they died of COVID. And you know what that's about. Why would they care? The answer is the hospital gets a $39,000 bonus for each person that dies of COVID from the United States government. So they want the 39, so they're giving people 2,000 to say the gunshot wound was COVID, the car accident was COVID, everything's COVID, so that they can pick up the 39. They'll give you 2,000. By the way, this show is sponsored by Tangible Investments. They're among the biggest precious metals. Can you put the music down, Chris? Tangible's among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales, just one rare coin collection. They sold for $15 million at the time, the largest private sale in the history of the United States of America. And they've got very low overhead, and that means they can give you great deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Amazing. Who does that? No one, ever, anywhere. Just say Root, and you get gold for 1% over the New York spot price. Offer limited to 5 ounces per family. Best offer in the whole United States. No one can match it. Get started by contacting Tangible right now. Tell them Root sent you. 800-384-41. 800-384-41. Toll free, 800-384-41.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
2093.